UK police chief says people raising British flags are fueling division. By Kurt Zindelka on November 21, 2025. Raising British flags in Britain is not an act of patriotic civil disobedience but rather one of intimidation, a top police and crime commissioner has argued. PCC for Merseyside Emily Spurrell, who also serves as the chairwoman of the Association of Police and Crime Commissioners, APCC, denounced Britons for the Raise the Colours campaign, which sprang up over the summer across the country in defiance of the mass migration agenda imposed anti-democratically on the UK. Addressing the National Conference of PCCs, Labour Commissioner Spurrell said for the Daily Mail, "Flags are an expression of our identity and proudly fly outside our police buildings. But when they are used to provoke fear or assert dominance, they become tools of division. That is not free expression, that is intimidation." The former Labour Party councillor continued, "These actions are sowing fear, fueling division and leaving our neighbours, our colleagues and our friends, feeling unsafe in their homes and afraid to walk down the street. These actions do not reflect the values of our country. Compassion, fairness and respect are the values that bind us together. The act of hanging a Union Jack or St. George's flag to display opposition to the open borders policies of Westminster coincided with a national protest movement over the summer against the use of hotels to house supposed asylum seekers at taxpayers' expense, which erupted following the sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl in Epping by an illegal hotel migrant from Ethiopia. While Prime Minister Starmer and members of his cabinet were reticent to criticize the explicitly patriotic flag-raising movement, often claiming that they fly flags on their properties, other members of Starmer's leftist Labour Party were less charitable. Member of Parliament for Norwich South Clive Lewis claimed that the far right was behind the flag-raising campaign and suggested that those who put up an England flag in England are extremists. Meanwhile, leftist-controlled local council governments have waged a counter-effort to take the flags down. According to FOA requests sent out to 380 councils in Britain, local governments spent at least £70,000, $92,000, in recent months to take down flags raised in recent months. However, the figure is likely much higher given that many forces likely allocated previously approved resources to the tearing down of flags. Many councils dubiously cited safety concerns of the unauthorized flags. However, Labour Party councillor Alex Paterson let the mask slip by saying that the move in Medway was to make residents feel safe from the far-right agitators who raised the flags. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.